Blog Talk Radio. testify. We testify about the goodness of God. Welcome to Seeds of the Word. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. Amen. And so we are on another week. And God has just placed on my heart, amen, that we should expect miracles. We should have an expectation of God moving as he did in the past, as he's doing in the present, and he's also going to do in the future. And the word of God says in Psalm 105, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. Remember all that God has done from the beginning. He spoke this world into existence, his creation. God did it with his words. Amen. That is a miracle. Amen. God is awesome. He is worthy to be praised. So we have an expectation of him doing exceedingly above all we could ask or think. Miracles, signs, and wonders, not for us to because of unbelief, but because we have expectation. In the scripture, if you look at the scripture, amen, there are time after time, people came to Jesus because they had an expectation of being healed. They had an expectation of him moving on their behalf. And so that's how we're going to be on today, amen, an expectation of miracles to come to pass. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, we give you praise. God, we give you glory. God, we give you honor. God, we have expectation. God, you are all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present. You're always able to do it more than we can ask or imagine in our prayers. God, we have our thoughts, Father God, are not your thoughts, and our ways are not your ways. They are higher. Your thoughts and ways are higher than our ways. And so, God, we thank you. We love you. We worship you. We bow down, and we exalt your holy name. God, we magnify you. You are wonderful. You are awesome. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise that we give you. Thank you, Lord God, for your strength, for your courage, your knowledge, your understanding, for all that you do. It's so much, God, that we just cannot spend, and we just cannot count. God, really, some of the miracles, we just, they'll have an understanding that they're even miracles. To you be the praise. Thank you for our salvation as the greatest miracle. Amen. And praise God in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, one of the greatest miracles is our salvation. Because when you think about it, you probably thought somehow this is of yourself, that your mind became unblinded, that you were able to see the gospel of truth, that they will hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. But it's truly a miracle that God has led us all to repentance. So we go to his word about miracles. Some of the scriptures that we have already yesterday in our time of prayer, Psalm 77:11, and also verse 14, it says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. Verse 14, you are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. Oh, hallelujah, praise his name. And he says in Psalm 78:12 about he did miracles in the sight of their ancestors in the land of Egypt in the region of Zoan. So God, he did miracles. Amen. Old Testament, New Testament, we can find many of the miracles of God. And as I mentioned, amen. People came to Jesus, they had an expectation of the miracles that he would do, that he would perform on their behalf. So many examples, as they were crying out as he went past the blind man, and he was saying, Son of David, Son of David. He was crying out, and Jesus heard what he said, what can I do for you? He wanted to be able to see, and so Jesus healed his eyes so he could see. Amen. And then there was the Gentile woman who came to him about her daughter. Her daughter was, possessed by a demon, and she wanted her daughter to be free. And Jesus said, I came for the children of Israel. And he said, it's not right for him to give anything to the dogs, meaning to the Gentiles that were outside of the faith of the Jews. But she persisted. She persisted and said, even the dogs get crumbs from the table. And so she was going to be satisfied if she just had a crumb of the power of God that was in Jesus Christ, the miracles that he could do. And you know what? He said, your faith, amen, oh, hallelujah, is what Jesus responded to was her faith. So with miracles to come to pass, we have to have the faith. We have to have the expectation and believe that they shall come to pass. We have to have the expectation first that God would do just what we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. God can do it. God is mighty. He is wonderful. And so the thing is that we put a limitation on what we believe in our faith. It more than likely would not happen. Somebody has to respond. In fact, God responds by faith. He says in his scripture, you know, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. And that he is a rewarder of those who seek him, and he's a rewarder of faith. And so we have to, amen, just like those in the scripture, amen, that sought Jesus, the centurion sent after Jesus, and because Kevin after Jesus saw that someone in his household could be healed, and then the response was that you don't even have come with me, you just say the word, and it is done. And Jesus said, I'm just paraphrasing, such great faith, I have not seen such great faith. Great faith. God, we know you just speak a word over our bodies and they will be healed. Cancer healed, diabetes healed. Amen. We have the expectation. God, we thank you that finances provided for when there is a need. You are the provision. Miracles. When our loved ones need salvation, we pray, we mount up the prayers unto heaven, and we thank you that come up before God as a sweet-smelling incense and to his nostrils, and amen. And so he sends conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment upon them. He draws them unto himself. Miracles. We have an expectation that many who are not yet in the kingdom will be born again of the Spirit and be part of God's family, his children, to live eternally with him. And it found life in Jesus Christ, amen, his only son. It's miracles when Muslims turn to Jesus Christ and are saved. It's miracles when Buddhists and Hindu turn to Jesus Christ and are saved. These are the miracles that we have, patients. See, this is the program for Seeds of Harvest. And so since we have these expectations, we celebrate. We are in Thanksgiving already because we know that our God, amen, is the God who we remember, who performs miracles, amen. And we thank God that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise God for you. Amen. We come to an end. Remember to go on Expectation of Miracles. Join us on Saturday for Youth of Harvest as we lift up the youth. Go with God. Be blessed.